Apulia is a very beautiful region where the olive oil is really not only the symbol of the ecosystem and of the tourism, but also of the agroalimentary sector. So when we talk about olive trees, we really talk about the backbone and the identity of the whole region, of the population and of the production and the economical system, which is why the olive oil and the whole Xylella story is so important. It really touches the deepest part of the Puglia history.
How difficult has the fight been in, first of all, identifying exactly what's going wrong with the trees and then convincing both the Italian authorities and the European authorities of your findings?
What has been most difficult so far has been to establish a precise conduct and a precise risk management, because actually there is no pathogenicity test on the Xylella, on olive trees, which has been realized and which has been completed, which means that there is the drying out of trees, but there is no authority who has carried out and completed so far a full test to say that drying out has been caused and is caused by Xylella. Universities and centers in Italy, in Puglia, and now also in EFSA, European Commission, are working on these tests. There are a lot of researchers involved, but so far there is no answer. What we know, however, is that in most of our olive oil trees that have been cut thinking that Xylella was inside, Xylella has not been found, but fungi have been found, and fungi seem to attack all the plants that are drying out, which has led many researchers and many farmers to think that Xylella is not the primary cause of the disease, and that if one cures the fungi and that the trees respond well, as it has been so far, then the disease goes away. And what I wrote to the European Commission when I visited the General Direction for Health and the Cabinet of the Commissioner on Geochitis, where researchers and updated papers wrote by universities in Puglia, in California, and in other centers where Xylella has been known, saying that Xylella is not the primary cause, fungi can be the primary cause, fungi can be treated, as farmers have reported. What we want to highlight to the Commission, it is maybe not worth to cut a million trees, because we are talking about a million olive oil trees, but it is very important to define research, to have a pathogenicity test which is complete, which has been ascertained and has been really confirmed, and to try to find out if the cure can be applied to all olive trees.
Now, France has already banned the import of Pugliese products. Are there fears that other European countries or other countries across the world will follow suit?
What I just heard from a correspondent in Brussels is that the European Commission says that the action of France is legitimate until there is not a new decision. It means that other countries could do the same, and that the next European Agriculture Council, which will be held in Brussels on 27 and 28 of April, there must be a new decision by the Commission, and this decision by the Commission must be taken, I hope, at the light of the new EFSA findings. I really believe that what France has done is really inappropriate, but I think as well that this is really the fault of the Italian authorities, which have declared an alarm and there is no alarm.
Why do you think that they did declare that alarm then?
Well, I don't want to speculate on the reasons. I just believe that it is very strange that national and local authorities do venture out in declaring a European alarm for Xylella presence in Puglia without having done any scientific test. And maybe they have not considered that in doing this, maybe in asking indemnization to the European Union, they have put in danger the whole sector in Puglia, our image, our production, our tourism and everything.
Now, the Italian Minister for Agriculture is in Puglia on Wednesday. Have they been listening to your pleas?
I have sent my papers through the Italian embassy in Brussels to the Agriculture Ministry, but I've not been contacted afterwards. I have been contacted by the Commission and I have been contacted by EFSA many times.
Are you hopeful that the remaining trees can be saved from a cull by the end of April?
I think that it will take a lot of time to cure the trees, but I'm sure these trees could be cured. I am 100% sure. And I'm sure that the researchers that are working on the issue now are really on top of things. They just need to be heard, they need to be listened to, and this alarm that has been produced all over Europe must finish, because there is no bacteria. And I'm just very afraid that behind the willingness to change the type of agriculture of Puglia, to put Puglia in the hands of industrial agriculture or for interest of small groups, we are putting in danger everything.